the 22nd through the 28th, this huge body of 194 countries representing 99% of the world's population are going to vote to give Tedros, the person that was placed there by the Chaicoms, by Gigi Winnie the Pooh, whatever his name is, placed at the top of the WHO to give him total dictatorial power to declare a public health emergency of international concern. Why is that vague and ambiguous? Because they can swap it out with COVID. They can do obesity. Whatever public health emergency is of international concern.
It's a blank check.
Blank check. And guess what? They're going to supersede. I mean, they're literally saying we will partner with and have everyone follow along with us. The United Nations, which the World Economic Forum is a part of course. The International Labor Organizations, Food and Agricultural Organizations, International Atomic Energy Agency. They will have power over every major international agency. And I'm going to have to revert back to Yuval Harari because I think I heard it on InfoWars. Harari says we need to do a better job this time stopping global pandemics from spreading. All of these nations, I'm going to tell you right now, they only have English versions of the modifications. The ones that were submitted by the Biden administration on April 12th, these other countries that speak four languages, it's a legal document. It's going to be legally binding with the IHR. They don't even have copies of the translation that they're going to be voting on the 22nd through the 28th. Now, of course, they're going to go to this thing, send the delegations there thinking, well, we have 18 months to kind of ruminate and figure out, you know, whether or not we want to stay with it. No, they changed that as well. They said now there's only going to be a 6-month period where they can opt out. These countries have no idea. Our own elected officials have no idea, or they're complicit in this thing to release our sovereignty. Alex, I don't mean to over-sensationalize by saying this. What this represents on the 22nd through the 28th, Biden is going to send his delegation to Geneva and vote to have the WHO flag fly over the United States flag.
Watch the American Journal weekday mornings, 8 to 11 central at band.video.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Please stand by for further details. We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
Pete Santelli, journalist, former Marine, former political prisoner who was then had the charges dropped against him for the whole Bundy crisis out on the Pacific Northwest, joins us because he's been doing some of the best reporting and breakdown of the global government takeover. Now, I have literally, as I counted them, more than 70 articles and documents here in front of me. Everything we're going to lay out is on record. Here's the memorandum on strengthening World Health Organization preparedness and a response to health emergencies. This is the UN takeover of healthcare. This is the holy grail that Bill Gates wants. He says more pandemics are coming. And then we've discovered that Obama, and we covered this some at the time, put in this medical martial law right before he left saying, if we even think you're sick or you have a cough, we can secretly arrest you and disappear you. And other states have now passed laws to mirror this. So this is their big plan. And we had Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on that pointed out that in 2005, George W. Bush was pushing similar things of 15 days to slow the spread, mask, social distancing. So this has been a long-term plan, older than even Operation Lockstep 2011 from the Rockefeller Foundation. This is their big push. And now you have the CDC saying, we're above the courts if we want you to wear a mask. We're above the courts to take over the owners of rent properties. This is how they intend to keep us scared and under control while they roll out the new world government currency, the new carbon tax, the new social credit score. So Pete, we got 4 minutes to break. I'm going to try to give you the floor in the 45 minutes of airtime or so we have here today with you to just go through this. Thanks for being with us. You do a great job laying it out.
Thanks for having me, Alex. You know, I want to make a couple of things really clear because there's now that we're starting to bring some public awareness to this. And of course, you've been covering it the past several days. People have been talking about a pandemic treaty. Let's set that aside because the pandemic treaty, I think, is a diversion to what's going to take place here May 22nd through the 28th. Now, I've been in consultation with James Roguski. He's done the deepest research. He was one of the first ones that I had landed on. And then I checked all of his work, and darn it, wouldn't you know it, all the documentation's out there. So I just had a conversation with Dr. Peter Breggin. He wrote the book. I have it here. Dr. Peter Breggin, COVID-19 and the Global Predators. He's identified over the past week and a half or so, where I've been trying to pinpoint who the culprit is here as to what they're going to do May 22nd through the 28th. They're essentially going to give total dictatorial authoritarian power to the communist dictator Tedros at the top of the WHO. Now, who's behind Tedros? We know, and it's well documented, even Fox News, the New York Times, several different outlets have covered this, that China, the Chinese communists have essentially put Tedros in power. So essentially, this is a
proxy. And Bill Gates is allied with China, saying their response was great. They should take the world over. So it's Bill Gates and China.
That's right. And Bill Gates, I was targeting Bill Gates because Bill Gates is identified, especially when President Trump pulled our support of the WHO. Bill Gates came in and he became the top funder of the WHO. So I thought it was Bill Gates. Well, he stands to benefit, certainly. But this is all being driven by the communist Chinese, no doubt about it. Bill Gates is actually an asset for the Chi-Com government. But this is what they're going to do on the 22nd through the 28th. Now, just a matter of a couple weeks ago, the United States of America, through the Biden administration, filed some amendments to the international health regulations. And essentially, that's the legally binding document that's been in place since the 40s, where we agreed that the WHO would help us with the potential with a global pandemic, but we would ultimately have say-so through the CDC and through the FDA and so on and so forth, if there's a global pandemic. Well, April 12th, they filed the document essentially relinquishing their responsibility, giving total and complete control to the centralized authority, just like Yuval Harari says, we need to do a better job with international control of pandemics. Well, the 22nd through the 28th, these delegations, 194 countries, are going to get together and they're going to vote on those amendments that were proposed by the United States of America. And it was actually filed on April 12th, right under our noses, but at the same time hidden. Now, I had forwarded you some documentation. You covered it earlier in the week. This process began before we even knew how to spell COVID. President Barack Obama on January 19th, right before President Trump was sworn into office, a portion of the Federal Register included CDC changes in terminology for potential pandemics, like with SARS and so on and so forth, essentially giving the medical industrial complex.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. That break cut us off. Pete Santilli, investigative journalist, has been through the fire, is our guest. I have spent months reading these documents, researching what's happening with the UN. They have a meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, that is going to be held the 22nd to the 28th. They say the documents are secret, but their memorandums say the UN will control pandemic responses, but also other medical policy, just like UNESCO controls education policy and the rest of it. We're under UN control. The corporations fund and control the UN, then our government signed treaties with it and go under its control. And we need to raise the alarm and get Congress ahead of this and others, because Biden plans to implement all of this. We have to make this the central issue. Pete, you got cut off. Please continue.
You know, first of all, I want everybody to understand the severity of this existential threat. I'm going to lay this out as follows.
Oh, this is their takeover plan. This is their main attack.
This is it. The 22nd through the 28th is even more important than the pandemic treaty that everyone's buzzing about on the internet. So let me break it down. 40s, we signed a treaty with the WHO, but we said we're going to maintain our sovereignty. We appreciate your help as it relates to global pandemics. Then they modified the treaties. 2005, they published the most recent one. If you go look it up, it's called the IHR, the International Health Regulations. Then they further modified it. But before they did that, so let's just back up a second. Obama left office on the 19th of January, 2017, right before President Trump took office. I didn't even know how to spell COVID. They filed thousands of pages. The CDC said, we're going to change some verbiage, some definitions. There was public commentary. The public comments, and some of those public comments come from attorneys saying, what are you doing? You're going to surrender our sovereignty to the WHO? They responded back, HHS and CDC said, no, of course we wouldn't. Our treaty says that we will maintain control and run in parallel to, you know, to stop a global pandemic with the WHO and partner with them. Well, April 12th, just a couple weeks ago, they filed a revision that essentially cancels that out, giving Tedros, who was placed there by the communist Chinese. I can pull up articles right now. Look at this. A New York Times article, candidate to lead the WHO is accused of covering up pandemics. This guy was actually placed there. How the WHO became China's coronavirus accomplice. And here's another one. Gates Foundation donations to the WHO nearly match those from the U.S. government. Let's set Gates aside for a second. On the 22nd through the 28th, they're going to approve a document that's been kept secret. Just a couple weeks ago, April 12th, the U.S., the Biden administration, their delegation's going to go there and vote along with the other member nations, 194 of them, to give Tedros 100% dictatorial power. And this is what he has the authority to do it. And it's pronounced fake. It's a public health emergency of international concern. Now, you can interchange a pandemic of coronavirus or, let's say, obesity or SEL by the CDC. They say that they've got a program right now.
That's right. It says any crisis, they then take full control.
That affects public health and it's of international concern. Once the WHO dictator-in-chief makes that determination, all other nations must follow. Now, here's another thing that they did underhanded. And normally, when you sign on to an agreement or you make modifications to the IHR, they have an 18-month cooling down period. Essentially, you know, well, let's take a look at the verbiage. Maybe we didn't understand the legalese. 18 months, we can pull out of this thing if we made a mistake. No, they shortened that to 6 months. So here we are, 2 weeks prior to this meeting on the 22nd of May, that they're going to give Tedros, who was placed by the Chinese communists, in power, giving him total authority. Once he declares a fake, they will even sanction countries for not complying with the WHO mandates. Now let's talk about Bill Gates. Bill Gates and Gavi are the biggest funders of the WHO. Do you think that Bill Gates has a dog in the fight for Tedros to be the leader of the government that's going to allow
him to Tedros is his minion.
It's his minion, absolutely. Now, I would started targeting Bill Gates as the culprit of this thing. These, you know, of course, the global predators per se. But I had a conversation with Dr. Peter Bregan after I did the research with James Roguski. I need to put you in touch with those two because they're very well studied. But Dr. Bregan,
we've had Bregan on. He's great. We should get him back on.
Dr. Bregan he's publishing a report today, and he identifies documents. It's well documented that the Chi Coms are behind this thing. The Chinese government are using Tedros as a Trojan horse to bring in their global dominance.
Yeah, that's how you bring in a coup over America is through the medical system, because Americans, on average, they've studied in focus groups. They even had Yale do a study before the pandemic. How do we get people to bow down? We use a bioweapon. We use fear. We use a virus. This is how they're doing it.
That's right. Now, the WHO, of course, this election that's going to take place on the 22nd through the 28th, the delegation that's being sent forth through the Biden administration, you know, we can question their authority because they seized an election in 2020. But let's set that aside. They're not elected officials that are going to be voting on our behalf. All these countries representing 99.44% of the entire world population are literally going to, and I've read the legal documents, they're going to give total and complete control to Tedros, the Chi-Com minion, total and complete control to declare a public health emergency of international concern. Once that gets done, now here's another.
And let's be clear, I agree with you. Even Gates says this now. I said this for 6 months. He just said it yesterday. We have the clip. This was a beta test. The real event, he says, is coming, something far worse, and he's on record developing all these viruses. This is insanely obvious.
That's right. Now, here's another big concern that I have, Alex, and I don't know how deep you've covered this. I know that you covered the, of course, I've done enough research on the snake venom derived peptides in the vaccines, of course. Now, the water surveillance system, that's when I learned about this. Tedros in the WHO, they can declare a public health emergency based on surveillance of the wastewater system. If they say there's too many, please excuse the term, but this is what they're going to do. They're going to test the wastewater and say too many people are pooping COVID. We need to stop the spread. Let's lock down this zip.
Well, no. They admit that global surveillance has moved to sewage.
Right. Now, they're going to declare a public health emergency based on testing the wastewater. Do you trust that the CDC testing our wastewater saying that COVID's
No, it's
spread?
Just it's an excuse to just shut things down wherever they want. It's digital martial law to force us onto phones to tell us where to go, what to do. And I mean, they admit all this.
They do. I've been following. I got away from this for a while because it was so nauseating listening to MSNBC and CNN, especially during the pandemic. But you know what? They're back at it, Alex. I'm listening to them. They're prescripting the narrative. They're saying the cases of COVID. Think about that COVID cases porn with the PCR tests and all that stuff. They're saying the cases are increasing. What does that tell you? We're getting ready for an election. Time for everyone to get ready to dump their ballots into the ballot drop boxes. But here's the big concern. Along with that, with the election coming up, with the potential for election fraud, if people are casting mail-in ballots, you've got a WHO dictator, Tedros, who's already been pinpointed by the New York Times for covering up epidemics or pandemics in the past. This guy will be able to lock down countries and will have plenary power to do so.
And there's no doubt about it. Stay there. All right, Pete Santilli, as you know, a lot of people tune in every minute to minute. So you were on 20-something minutes ago with us. There's probably 300,000, 400,000 new people tuned in right now. Recap what you were saying, and then get into more details of this number one central issue that is starting to finally get some traction thanks to you and many others that are exposing it. We need Tucker Carlson to cover it. We need Joe Rogan to cover it. We need the Republican Party to cover it. We need U.S. senators to cover it. This is central to our sovereignty and to the whole globalist takeover plan.
Absolutely. Michelle Bachmann, I spoke with her the other day. She found out about it. She was just flabbergasted that our congressional officials are clueless as to what's going to happen on the 22nd through the 28th. And Dr. Bregan told me last night that essentially, and I'm going to go ahead and do the recap. He told me that there's no way to stop this thing. The 22nd through the 28th, this huge body of 194 countries representing 99% of the world's population are going to vote to give Tedros, the person that was placed there by the TICOMs, by Gigi Winnie the Pooh, whatever his name is, placed at the top of the WHO to give him total dictatorial power to declare a public health emergency of international concern. Why is that vague and ambiguous? Because they can swap it out with COVID. They can do obesity, whatever public health emergency is of international concern.
It's a blank check.
Blank check. And guess what? They're going to supersede. I mean, they're literally saying we will partner with and have everyone follow along with us. The United Nations, which the World Economic Forum is a part of course. The International Labor Organizations, Food and Agricultural Organizations, International Atomic Energy Agency. They will have power over every major international agency. And I'm going to have to revert back to Yuval Harari because I think I heard it on InfoWars. Harari says we need to do a better job this time stopping global pandemics from spreading. All of these nations, I'm going to tell you right now, they only have English versions of the modifications. The ones that were submitted by the Biden administration on April 12th, these other countries that speak four languages, it's a legal document. It's going to be legally binding with the IHR. They don't even have copies of the translation that they're going to be voting on the 22nd through the 28th. Now, of course, they're going to go to this thing, send the delegations there thinking, well, we have 18 months to kind of ruminate and figure out, you know, whether or not we want to stay with it. No, they changed that as well. They said now there's only going to be a 6-month period where they can opt out. These countries have no idea. Our own elected officials have no idea, or they're complicit in this thing to release our sovereignty. Alex, I don't mean to over-sensationalize by saying this. What this represents on the 22nd through the 28th, Biden is going to send his delegation to Geneva and vote to have the WHO flag fly over the United States flag. And I would say WHO, United Nations, and then the U.S. flag. Can you imagine what our elected officials are going to say when we ask them what they're doing to stop this global tyranny? They're going to say, well, you know, it's a legally binding international health regulation, but we've had a treaty dating all the way back to 1948 or 46.
That's right. So the U.S. has to move to pull out of that treaty.
They do, and they only have six months. We're in a position right now. They filed for the amendments April 12th. Most people have no idea what was contained in it. It gives Tedros total power. Then once they vote on it, there's going to be public outrage, which there will be after the effect. There will only be 6 months to undo the damage. So is there any way to stop it? Dr. Peter Bregan told me last night, there's no way to stop what's coming on May 22nd. It's up to we the people. Congress is going to do nothing if not being part of this scam to bring global governance. As we already know, they've been pushing for that. I'm sure Hillary Clinton, if she was in 2016, we would have been talking about this in 2017.
And by the way, let's remember, they have headlines in Bloomberg, Washington Post, Financial Times saying dictatorship is good and the dictatorship should be corporations through the UN. Everything we've talked about, Pete, forever is now in our face. There's no debate. So where are the Republicans? Well, they give some lip service, but they're bought and paid for, too.
You know, that man right there that you have on the screen, can you imagine? Fox News even reported, what was the date of this one? He was just basically reelected. Controversial World Health Organization Chief Tedros was nominated and brought in for a second term unopposed. Fauci said he's a good guy. This guy is Fauci on steroids. If you're upset about the little mini tyrant Fauci, wait till Tedros takes power after this thing is voted on the 22nd through the 28th. Is there a way to stop
Pete, how do you think we stop him? We expose it first, but what else?
All right. Yesterday, I got permission from, I had James Roguski on. We did a full presentation. We to produce content, to put the word out there. I got permission from him to not only use his site, Don't You Dare .info, to take that and mirror it and put it on Infowars.com. You're going to have his full permission to do that. That is all of the information that's contained so that we can get people properly educated. And then we need to take action. We need to demand that this delegation that is going, we only have a couple of weeks here to try to stop it. It's going to be difficult. We need a public awareness campaign as if our sovereignty is at stake, because in fact it is. They should have no authority to go vote on our behalf in no way, shape, or form. They should actually be stopped. There should be a travel ban on these people from going to Geneva because of what they're about to do, that no American would approve. No member of Congress should approve any such delegation to go do such a thing. And most of them have never even seen the revisions that were submitted on April 12th, Alex. It is shocking. We need to notify members of Congress. We need all hands on deck. There's Democrats, I'm sure, that are going to be even opposed to this thing, as they were opposed to electronic voting machine fraud, that they should be stepping up to the front. We're going to sign away our sovereignty, Alex. We need to put out the all hands on deck alert to bring public awareness, not just in the United States, the entire world. Because here's another thing, and we've got a couple minutes here. I want to emphasize this point. If, in fact, just like we did last time, President Trump opted out of the WHO, Bill Gates backfilled it and actually became an even bigger contributor through Gavi and through the Gates Foundation, became a bigger contributor to the WHO than the U.S. was contributing. If we opt out this next time around, there's 193 other member nations that will have a vote. They're going to treat us like a bunch of, you know, MAGA red hat wearing deplorable extremists in the United States. They'll stop us from traveling. They'll stop international commerce.
Well, they've already set the precedent where you can't criticize any decision of the WHO on the internet, and all of big tech comes in and says, that's a dictatorship, a medical dictatorship. This is insane. They've already censored senators, congressmen, governors, legislators. I mean, this is it. We have to recognize it's a takeover and say no.
Alex, I want to find the exact verbiage, but this is what I discovered. We're hearing a lot about these disinformation bureaus. We now found out that in Ukraine, they have one with hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, they're giving it $8 billion. Excuse me. Out of the $33 billion, $8.8 billion, a Ministry of Truth, and now they've announced one here.
It's going to be upwards of $1 billion, a Ministry of Truth that the WHO is going to regulate. If you say anything that is counter to the narrative, that you know, if you say snake venom peptides, they should
Pete, it just broke today. You may have missed it. It's $8.8 billion in Ukraine alone from the $33 billion Biden's giving.
Craziness, craziness. And that's just for war propaganda spreading. Can you imagine when Tedros gets a hold of a Ministry of Truth to stop the spread of COVID misinformation? You'll be arrested for
saying this is their takeover. This is it. We're on it. We'll talk about more details of it and how we stop it with the great Pete Santilli straight ahead. Find Pete's show, thepetesantillishow.com, and on Truth Social at Pete Santilli. We'll be right back with this great researcher. Please stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Pete Santilli. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be very, very clear right now with all of you. People say, Jones, don't you feel empowered? Everything you talked about came true. No, I don't. There is nothing more frustrating than reading globalist documents and watching clips of their speeches for 30 years on Air 28 and knowing they're in power and knowing they're doing this and sitting here and having to debate whether or not they even exist. And to know that they made the weapon that killed members of my family and almost killed my dad. And to know they're going to come back and do it even worse. And we have the power to stop them. And now we're literally going back to 1776, but not the British winning, but the New World Order winning. And all the hell and the lockdowns and the starvation that comes with it. We have to stop this, folks. It's all right there. Pete Santilli, I'm going to let you host the rest of the segment. I'm going to shut up for 10 minutes. You got the floor. Go ahead.
You know, that document I forwarded to you, the Federal Registry, okay? This is how important that Federal Registry is that bureaucracies, such as the Department of Interior, the CDC, no matter what they are, government bureaucracies, instead of going through the legislature, if they have an important concern, they can document it, put it into the registry, allow for public comment, and then it bypasses regulatory or legislative process. It actually becomes law. Back in January, this is how important those filings were, changing the definitions of non-invasive. And it was worded as if an attorney was speaking out of seven sides of his mouth that essentially says that sticking a probe in your nose is going to be non-invasive. That's one of the most invasive things you can do. Here's another thing that they put in there is apprehension of individuals that are non-compliant or potentially spreading diseases that are of international concern. They already have all of the laws set up, ladies and gentlemen. Obama did it right before he left, the day before President Trump came in office. And I believe, as we've learned here on InfoWars over the past several decades, the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution, they bring the crisis. They know what the reaction to the crisis will be, and then they offer the solution to the crisis. Their solution is on May 22nd and 28th to centralize control. It is the global governance that will come, giving a person who is, I would consider it to be an enemy of the United States of America. The China virus was released from the Wuhan lab. That was the, of course, the crisis that was created. The world was outraged by the number of deaths that took place. And how do we solve the problem? Centralized control with the dictator in chief, Tedros, who is a proxy, a Trojan horse for the Chinese Communist Party. Now, we have a delegation that is going to be voting to make him the world's dictator over world health matters. Imagine how powerful these people were in the hospitals. Can you imagine a healthcare worker having so much authority over you that you can't even go see your family members or you'll be arrested for trespassing? They know what's best for you. They know how your the last remaining moments of life of your loved one is going to be taken care of, because, of course, we can't spread the pandemic. They are perpetrating one of the biggest psyops, of course, to do what? This is the pretext for what is to come here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is coming. Dr. Bregan has told me there's no way to stop what's happening May 22nd to 28th. But what we can do is to bring public awareness. I want everybody to share this information. Now, the information that's included on the website, if you go to don'tyoudare.info, it's got all that info. Hopefully, Alex will have it replicated and mirrored on Infowars.com as well. Share this information far and wide and use those toolkits. There's memes, there's letters that you can send out to your congresspeople. We need to pick up the phones and let them know what's happening. And guess what? The delegation that's going there, they're going to be aligning with the Chinese communist Trojan horse. That's treason. Surrendering our sovereignty to the Chi-Coms is nothing that any American would approve of. And I don't care where you are on the political spectrum. They just don't know at this point, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get our elected officials educated and do so ASAP. Now, if you ever wondered why the election was rigged in 2020 to put Joe Biden in office, it was to get this delegation and these leave behind networks that have been working on the language. Can you imagine the Federal Register had thousands and thousands of pages, hundreds and hundreds of attorneys. They've been working on this for years, ladies and gentlemen. Alex has been telling us, I'm not saying this to suck up to him. He was the one that said that this would be coming. And I remember thinking he was a conspiracy theorist when I started listening to him 25 years ago. Everything that he said over time that I have checked has slowly but surely, and of course, most recently, very incrementally, edged us towards this global governance. It is here, it is now, and it's going to be up to we the people. We're the last line of defense here. Now, I say last line of defense. Do not bring violence. We need to be very loud and very, very vigorous and waste no time whatsoever between now and the 22nd, knowing full well that we're not going to have a good chance at stopping them. But we need to bring public awareness worldwide to every member nation and all of their citizens. Those people have no clue what they're about to sign on to, because they don't even have a copy of the translated document that they're going to be signing off on. They think they'll have 18 months to read through it and have their legal consultation to determine whether or not it was a good deal or not. No, they only have 6 months. That's a sad reality. Tedros, ladies and gentlemen, is Fauci on steroids? Tedros has already been identified by major news outlets as having failed to not only stop pandemics, but covering them up. Tedros has worked directly with the Chi-Coms. And you're also hearing Bill Gates admire the response to locking down 400 million people in China, admiring their ability to stop the spread of pandemics. You even have Dr. Oz saying that China's response to the pandemic is something that he agreed with, because it stops the spread of disease.
Absolutely, and Pete. The globalist takeover is a model of China worldwide. Why do you think China is doing giant lockdowns? I think it's to kill the U.S. economy, clearly, as a pretext. It's all their coastal cities and main industrial cities. And then what about Trump? Because I have a lot of listeners mad at me that I'm not on an anti-Trump jag. Look, I'm mad at Trump on a lot of stuff. He's not the president right now. And I'm just trying to stop the implosion of the country. But what is your view on Trump? What is your view on all this?
Well, here's my thing. President Trump, just like every other elected official, needs to do what we tell him to do. And I think that President Trump has been very responsive. When he did the red flag laws, I launched a campaign to notify him and say, not just no, but heck no. We have an obligation to let President Trump know
what's
going on.
That's key. When you get on his ass, when he's been misadvised, he does the right thing. That's why he makes his own decisions. He makes a lot of bad ones, a lot of good ones, but you're right. That's why I know he's his own person, because he's responsive.
Peter Navarro, for instance, when he's in the Oval Office, he's not a yes man. He says, you need to fire this guy, Fauci. Alex Jones says, what the heck are you doing with a J.D. Vance to Skull and Bones Yale, you know, law school? I mean, that's Mitt Romney 2.0. We need to let President Trump know that. He may not know. He may not know about how upset we are with some of the endorsement industrial complex decisions that are being made. He's got an entire team of people. So what do we do? Get on Truth Social. Let them know. We need to express our, not our outrage. We need to basically penetrate these circles that they have around them. They've got these deep.
That's what Schwab says. The globalists penetrate. The people need to penetrate government.
Absolutely. So President Trump has been responsive to we the people. That's why I love him so much and I won't back down. But never will I be a yes man to him. What is happening right now, I believe President Trump needs to know about. And he pulled out of the WHO because he
said. No, you're right. He did 90% good to his 10% bad. And I agree. That's why my gut tells me still back Trump overall, but be a strong critic when he's wrong. Pete Santilli, amazing job. ThePeteSantilliShow.com. Thank you so much, sir, for your amazing work.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate having me on.
Appreciate
you. Don't you dare replicate that on Infowars.com and let's spread the word.
Absolutely. All right, folks. Really bad allergies in Austin right now. I went for a jog, if you call it, that looked like a gorilla running down the road this morning, and there's just pollen everywhere, so it coated my lungs. I'm having an issue with it right now, but we're going to be all right. I'm going to come back, as I promised, Brian and Jeff. You're both going to get 2.5 minutes on the other side. You've been holding patiently. I'm going to finish up with you ahead of Kate Daly taking over. Please don't forget, only way we stay on air is Infowars.com/show. You sharing those links and you going to Infowarsstore.com and getting great products at the same time. X2 just got in 2 weeks ago. It's already 80% sold out. We've got a limited run. It's still 25% off your X2 selling out. Infowarsstore.com and so many other great products. And we're selling out of all the t-shirts. They're all limited edition. We'll never print the t-shirts again. They're all being sold at cost. Infowarsstore.com. I designed over 200 t-shirts in the last 25 years. And we have some of those original designs still for sale at InfoWarsStore.com. These are real classics. But ladies and gentlemen, they're all about to be limited edition because we're selling out of them. They're about to be history, and we're selling out of the hoodies, the ball caps, the t-shirts, all these amazing designs at cost at InfoWarsStore.com, except for this fundraiser shirt that is a real hit and people love it. It's $24.95. Alex Jones is right on the front, the red thunderbolt. And then again, on the back, a big, bold Infowars.com. Exercise your First Amendment. Don't let the leftist and the globalist bullies silence you and fund the Infowar at the same time. There is not a more politically incorrect shirt that sends a stronger message of freedom, resistance to the New World Order than the Alex Jones Was Right shirt, exclusively available at InfowarsStore.com. And again, this shirt is limited edition as well. We're doing one more run and then no more. Infowarsstore.com. Get yours today.